Welcome to today's BusinessRadio.com Executive Summary. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and we're speaking to Amanda Lubick from Fidelis Advisors, a merger and acquisition advisory firm. Amanda, when you start to market a business for sale, what type of buyers are you looking for?
Great question, Tom. It really depends on the business. Things like its size, industry, and location. But in general, we see two main groups, individual or industry buyers. Each bring positive things to a company, and any seller should understand their buyer and what it means for their business. Some businesses in the same industry want to grow through acquisitions, while private equity firms might already have investments in that space and are looking for their next opportunity. It is important to remember, whatever goals a seller may have for their transition, ensure the buyer's plans align with what you want to accomplish.
So what are these buyers looking for in a business?
Most buyers focus on growth. They are looking for a well-trained workforce or new products or sales channels upon which they can expand the business. The methods can differ between individual buyers and strategic buyers. Private equity groups want to incorporate a business into a well-planned growth strategy, which can be beneficial for owners and their employees. Also, buyers want to look at a business and determine if they can bring their existing resources to increase revenue or profitability.
So, do certain buyers have an advantage when it comes to funding?
Absolutely. Family offices and private equity groups are well capitalized, which means strong cash payments for sellers. Also, they often have more flexibility in deal structures, which may also allow a family to retain some portion of equity for the next generation. Depending on the industry, earnout payments may be in the purchase agreement. This flexibility helps sellers receive those payments.
Is one type of buyer better than another?
It really depends on the situation. The key is making sure the buyer is the right fit. Do they understand the industry, and do they have the financial resources to make it happen? That's what makes for a smooth and successful sale.
Thank you, Amanda. Check out todaysbusinessradio.com for contact information and our business reference library. Our TBR advisory firms are committed to helping with all of your business issues. This content is provided for general information and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice. Please listen weekday mornings at 7:50 on the John Justice Show for another executive summary from todaysbusinessradio.com.